Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.1057 FM The Fan, 1250 AM in the free radio.com. I appreciate you hanging out here on 1057 FM The Fan, 1250 AM in the free radio.com. 414-799-1250 if you want to join us right now. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, been covering the Pittsburgh Pirates for a really, really long time. Rob Biertemple joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 1057 FM The Fan. Rob, appreciate the time today on what was going to be a celebration of baseball. Instead, we start off each interview by asking, hope everybody around you is doing very well and staying safe.
No, thank you for asking. Yeah, we're doing okay here. We're kind of, like everybody else, kind of holed up, shut in. It's a gorgeous day here in Pittsburgh today, first time in a couple of weeks. So maybe go out, take a little walk, and
Yes,
doing well, and hope everybody there in Milwaukee is doing well as well.
Is there something in the air there that we should know about? I mean, I'm looking at the title of your story here, A Letter from the Future, where the Pirates are 2025 World Series contenders? Come on.
Hey, man, you got to take your uplifting moments wherever you can find them these days, you know? I just figure with as much doom and gloom as is out there, you're tired of writing stories about pandemics and social distancing and whatnot. I thought, let's take a little bit of a brighter look and imagine a world where all the trades are made and all the prospects pan out and they find a new owner who's actually willing to spend a few dollars here and there, and suddenly the sun is shining again at PNC Park. But it's a little, maybe a little bit of a science fiction way of looking at it, but I think we could all use a little bit of that right now.
Let's talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates this year. I mean, if we ever get to the point where there is a fantasy baseball season and so forth, every team, I don't care how bad you are, will have a player or two or three maybe that can be helpful for a team or a guy in a fantasy football draft or a girl in a fantasy baseball draft at this point. Give everybody a couple of people out there that you're like, yeah, you may not know about this person, but they may have a breakout season.
Well, I think a guy who, if you're looking at it from a fantasy point of view, Keone Keller would be a guy who jumps out right away. He's going to be the closer this year for the Pirates after Felipe Vasquez was incarcerated toward the end of last season. Keone, came in about a year and a half ago in a trade kind of to support the back end of the bullpen, be a setup guy, and his stuff has really continued to evolve. He's got some really interesting secondary pitches, but he gets all the attention because of the fastball. I mean, he can hum it in there at the upper 90s. And as a closer, I think he's going to rack up what saves there might be for the Pirates this year. There may not be a ton of them, but I think he's going to get them all. The guy, whenever Keone eventually moves on, either via free agency or trade, is Kyle Crick. If you're in a league that values holds or setups, Crick is the guy to look at there too. I mean, not only a fastball, but he's got an outstanding slider. He was hurt at the end of last season. He actually busted up his hand punching Felipe Vasquez in the face in a clubhouse altercation. But he had surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
He looked great this spring, though. The slider is back better than ever. And I think that eventually, once Kella is moved, that Crick would take over as the save guy, as the back-end closer guy. So there's the two relief options right off the top of my head that people would look at. If you're in a sleeper league, a keeper league, a guy that maybe a year or two down the line to look for is O'Neill Cruz. one of their top prospects, playing shortstop right now. He's going to start the year double A. I would think he'll be a triple A by the end of the year. Again, if we have any kind of normal, approaching normal type season.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, they just don't know exactly where to play him. He's a shortstop, but he's almost 6'6". He's tall, he's fast, and he's got just raw power. And I think eventually he'll have to move to the outfield or maybe first base. But he's a guy that's just so intriguing and has so many options ahead of him that I would keep an eye on him because he could be – he's one of my picks to be a breakout guy. Maybe not this season, but at some point next year, we're definitely in 2021.
How is most of your fan base taking no baseball?
Pretty much, I guess, the same as most baseball fans everywhere. I mean, everybody today is, you know, I don't want to say it's a somber day, but I mean, because, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, baseball is just part of what we all go through. There are things that, you know, I think we all recognize there are things that are more important, but I, you know, people are eager to have it back. I mean, you know, people were interested in seeing how the new manager and the new general manager kind of shape this team going forward. They were curious to see if Josh Bell can replicate some of the stuff he did, and especially in the first half of last season when he was such a hard guy to get out and was hitting the ball so well. They wanted to see if Joe Musgrove can, you know, the right-hander, can be a guy that can move to the front of a starting rotation. I mean, Joe's always been a guy that has plenty of upside, but he's kind of been held back and really hasn't been looked to be, you know, a one or two in a rotation. Now, with the Pirates, especially with James and Tyone out for the whole year, Musgrove would have to be that guy. Is he up to that task? He showed last year he can make 30 starts, but, you know, making the starts is one thing. Making them and then being productive and a dominant guy is another. And I think he was kind of on the doorstep of maybe, you know, trying to show if he can do that this year. So people had so many unanswered questions about this team that they were eager to see play out. And, you know, now they're just going to have to sit back and, for more reasons than one, hold their breath and wait.
Yeah, we really appreciate what the Pirates did. They sent 400 pizzas to a couple of establishments, hospitals, and I appreciate what they've done there. But I want to ask you about a guy like Chris Archer. He seemed to be a little intriguing to me, a veteran. You know, how can he help? Or do you think he's past his prime? You know, because I don't know if they're rebuilding or they're trying to start over or restarting, whatever you say. But how does a guy like a veteran like that fit in?
Yeah, they've really Ben Cherington, the new GM, has really resisted using the word rebuild. But, you know, you look at what they've got to do, and maybe it's not totally blowing up the roster, but there's a lot of places where they need to make some upgrades and some decisions. And Archer is one of those. I mean, they gave up a ton to get him. And it's, you know, Austin Meadows, Shane Baz, Tyler Glasnow. It's going to go down as one of the worst trades in Pirates history. Even if Chris would have gone on to win 20 games this year, he would have gone down as an awful, awful trade. So, because he never reached the potential here, the hype that he came in with. And what you see with those three guys could become with the Tampa Bay Rays, it's, you know, not a fair trade-off. I think with Chris's case, you know, I kind of got the sense he's never said it, you know, in exactly so many words, but I get the sense he's kind of at peace with the idea that he's probably not going to end this season with the Pirates. That if he goes out and has a decent start to the year, shows he can still be effective with a fastball, that he can still get guys out, I would think he'll be an attractive trade piece. And whenever the trade deadline will be moving forward, I would expect him to be moved at that deadline. Pirates are at a point where they've got... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, obviously, because this number, like $9 million, is not bad. A lot of teams may take that.
Right. I agree. Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a very reasonable salary in this day and age, and especially for a guy with, you know, who's still, I mean, even though his production hasn't been what it was the past couple of years, he's still, I think, if he's healthy, and that's been kind of a bugaboo with the Pirates, too, if he's healthy, he can still be a very capable major league pitcher, you know, a two or a three, certainly, in most rotations. So you know, the Pirates can still, you know, they're looking to rebuild a lot of their minor league system for sure. They're looking to retool at the big league level. You know, he's a guy that can help them maybe in both instances.
Rob, final thing for you as we get out, and I totally agree that's a very tradable contract, but difficult for Archer to ever live up to that after the couple of rough campaigns that he's had so far in Pittsburgh. But the rest of the roster and the payroll being so low, Gary asked you just what the feelings were with fans without any baseball. What are the feelings amongst fans of the Pirates right now and the direction they're going in after a few years ago? I mean, we're not too far removed from them winning, what, three straight years of 90-plus games?
Yeah, I mean, in 2015, they won 98 games, finished second in the division, lost the wild card. And that really, you know, after that season, the Pirates kind of took a step back. They didn't be aggressive in the free agent market. They didn't make trades to kind of bolster their position that winter. Mm-hmm. A lot of fans are never going to forgive Bob Nutting, the current owner. Mm-hmm. They're never going to forgive him for that because they saw him as kind of retrenching a little bit. And, you know, maybe that they weren't going to admit that the window had closed, but the window was closing, and I think the people here think that ownership helped close the window. And, you know, there is a lot of, I don't want to say anger, because I don't know if it's quite to that point, but there's a lot of mistrust of ownership here. There's a lot of dissatisfied people who want to see this team be more active and more aggressive. Maybe Charrington mm-hmm. will do that. Again, it just seems to me that the business model that Nutting has is what it is.
Yeah.
You try to draft, you don't spend a lot of money. So people expecting big change in that department are probably going to continue to be disappointed.
Yeah, we go through that pretty much all the time here in Milwaukee, but it's just at a totally different level there in Pittsburgh right now. And it's tough because it's such a great baseball town, been one so historically for so long that when the salary structure comes into it, nobody wants to hear dollars and cents being the reason why you can't win baseball games and why you can't compete. And that's one of the most frustrating parts. Rob, really appreciate it. Once we get baseball going again, love to talk some actual baseball with you in between the lines, but more importantly, stay safe right now, and we'll talk soon. All right, Rob?
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. Rob Beer-Temple joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, covering the Pittsburgh Pirates for a long time. And we talk about salary being an issue in Milwaukee and there being a spending limit upon how much you want to be able to spend here in this market. Go look at Pittsburgh's salary cap right now, and then you'll feel maybe a little bit better about where the Milwaukee Brewers stand going into 2020 whenever we end up actually playing baseball. Guys, Rob, as all our guests will today and always, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Now, guys, I was telling you that we were firing up some sausages over here at the radio station. Dan Plucker was being the grill master, and our guy Kevin just came by from Beauforting with the essentials to any broadcast and any true tailgate and dropped off some cold ones for us as well. So I'm trying to make sure that Dan doesn't jump into them at least before 5 o'clock. Evan Heffelfinger, I can't necessarily trust how long it's going
to
be until he dives into it.
Hey, speaking of Evan, how is he doing with his seating and so forth? Is he running his mouth back there in the studio?
Oh, my goodness. Sparky,
I don't know if you saw Ryan Horvath, who he's matched up against, last night said on Twitter that if he loses to Evan, he'll retire from radio.
Yeah, and it immediately became a retirement match, which, I mean, usually doesn't
happen until
you're already talking about Hall of Famers. Yeah,
right.
Whoa, Leroy, hold on here. I can't just let that go by. So you want to see Evan win and retire Horvath?
Yes, because I'm tired of him and Bart making these little crazy things like they're going to do this if this happens. I want to see if he retires. I'm
going
to tell everybody to vote for him. Nothing.
I'm not sure his wife would be too happy if he decided to.
Thank you.
I can't think she'd be happy if Evan retires Horvath. Now, my question, though, Stevie, when you put the Corbett khakis on, if Evan wins, does that mean that Evan gets the morning show job and then is off of the Bill Michaels network, or how does that go?
If Ryan retires, it probably would be a battle between Evan and Plucker if they wanted to get up that early in the morning to deal with both Bart and Chuck at the same time. If they say no, I completely understand.
Because, I mean, there's an hour of good airtime there as well with the Horvath.
Yes, from 5 to 6.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Evan could really develop well in that role for sure if Ryan were to retire. And, of course, Mitch Rosen is the boss, so he will be the one making the decision, not me.
Well, yeah. I mean, still, just
well, you don't want to set all this bracket stuff up, Steve.
Well, it's because Mitch doesn't know most of the people in the bracket.
Now we're deflecting it. Now we're deflecting it. We'll get into a lot of bracket conversation. Don't worry. We have a lot of bracket conversation as Bart Winkler started to talk some stuff about yours truly as well earlier on today. So we'll bring you a little bit of that as well as there was some angst into where the seating went. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah, he was none too happy with me today at 8:16, according to Chuck and Winkler quotes on Twitter, as I was able to read just a couple of minutes ago. So very fascinating stuff. Can't wait to hear what the Twitter troll in the morning has to say later on in the week. 414-799-1250 if you want to join us. Guys, as I was saying, though, Bofrating beer, if you're talking about an essential to any tailgate, you got to pick up some Bofrating beer today. Discount liquor right now joining the fray, along with consumer beverage and Total Wine and More in Brookfield, Greenfield, and in Madison as well, guys. They're logging in and joining up with Ansay & Associates. That's the parent company of Bofrating Beer, the company that imports Bofrating to the state of Wisconsin, a local company in Port Washington, guys. Bofrating Beer has been a family-owned brewery in Luxembourg since 1764, and they've been doing it right ever since. For over 250 years, they've been making beer with 100% all-natural ingredients. And why these types of stores want to get involved with companies like Ansay and Bofrating Beer is because they do such great things not only to their beer, but for the community that enjoys their beer. Guys, last week, Ansay International, understanding how difficult these next couple of weeks during the COVID-19 pandemic are going to be, Ansay International pledged to donate 10% of all Bofrating sales, but also 10% of the entire portfolio of their sales. So not only 10% of Bofrating sales, 10% of sales from their Ramborn cider, and 10% of sales of Domaine's Vin Moselle wine as well through the end of the month of March directly, guys. These proceeds are going to go directly to the Hunger Task Force of Milwaukee. The Hunger Task Force providing crucial meals to those in need. And additionally, the Ansay family of companies, including Ansay Associates Insurance and the Ansay Development Real Estate Company, have agreed to match this donation up to $4,500. How can you get involved and help support and provide meals for those in need? By picking up a six-pack of Bofrating beer at Total Wine and More in Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Madison. By visiting Discount Liquor's two locations here over in Waukesha, one of my favorite right off Barstow. Consumer beverage over here in Hale's Corners. Any Festival Foods location, Ray's and Otto's as well, guys. Bofrating beer and Ansay International, thank you for your support. And together, we will emerge stronger than ever before. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. We are locked in our homes. So what are you missing the most? We'll discuss next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.